Let's go.
Praise the Lord. It's obvious I don't need to say so much. But Pastor, please indulge me. The entire church knows my testimony. The worst thing that can happen to anyone is when nobody knows your problem. If you go to the hospital and they tell you you have malaria, lift up your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Because when you keep going to the hospital and they keep telling you nothing is wrong, and it's obvious that something is not coming forth, what do you treat? What do you treat? What do you take? There is nothing I did not do. 10 years. One full decade. There was nothing. Name it. I will tell you when, where, how, and who I did it with. I went to Orioke in Osun State. I prayed. I came back. Ifia. I went to Saple. They massage stomach, arrange womb. I came back. Ifia. I went to Iseluku, they make herb, do everything. I came back, Efia. I went to Enugu, down the hill with the purest of spring water. It was gushing out from the hill. They made herbs, I drank, Efia. I abused fertility drug. I'm living here today, is God. I abused fertility drug. There is nothing I did not drink. Let me just be passing and they say, if you drink this one, it will work. I will not even ask you what you are saying. I will just go and look for it and drink. Because it has to work. I did follicular tracking. We track. I will get to the lab. They will say, right now the egg is releasing. I'll call my husband. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, leave it. Start coming home now. He will come home, and such delivery are under pressure. Sometimes you will not be able to deliver, but you don't have a choice. When you are looking for something, you go mental. It was crazy. I did IUI, Efia. I did IVF, Efia. How? That was where I lost my mind. I literally went mental. Pastor Danny, God bless you. God bless you. One of those days I was in my house, I was crying. And my phone rang. It was Pastor Danny. I was like, why is Pastor Danny calling me? I called her back. She was like, Linda, it's not you I wanted to call. But obviously, there's a reason why I'm calling you. He said, for whatever it is that is a burden unto you, he said, God is going to change it. But honestly, at that stage of my life, I was a zombie. So there was nothing she was saying that I was hearing. I just said, amen. Let it not look like pastor's wife prayed, and I did not say amen. I was going mental. After my IVF failed, my husband became afraid. I was having nightmares. I was having panic attacks. I was, oh God, baby, God bless you. I was a thorn to my husband's flesh. I gave my husband hell and high waters. If he wakes up in the morning and he greets me good morning, he takes a pause because he doesn't know the response I will give him. He doesn't know how it will. Be kind to people. Be kind to people. Clothes covers a lot of things. You see me in church dancing. You don't know what is happening in the inside. I came to church that day, myself, my mother, and my sister, after my IVF failed. We were sitting in that position where I usually sat. And choir sang this victory song. That was the day the dam broke. I cried like I was mad. I was crying. My mother was crying. My elder sister, she's here. She was sitting beside us there. She was crying. Please, if you were sitting around us that day, please look at us. We are here now. This was the reason why we were winning. I was crying like I was mad. My mother kept telling me, say, Linda, I give birth to you. You will give birth to children. He said, you will give birth to children and you will say you don't want to give birth to children anymore. But honestly, she wasn't talking to me. Because I'd gotten to that point in my life where I'd given up, given in, given out. I was fed up. I was broken. I was shattered. I was destroyed. There was nothing left in the inside of me. And I woke up January 2022. I told my husband, I am done. Both with this marriage, both with everything. I am done. I emptied my prophetic wardrobe. I carried it up. I brought up my certificate. I said, my mama, they talk something. He said, if you know they here, you there. If I know see picking bone, at least make I do something with my life. February of that year. Hallelujah, challenge came. This is my shocking. My husband asked me, baby, should I subscribe for you? I said, I don't want. Leave me alone. On that night, the Hallelujah challenge, that 12 midnight, my eyes popped open. I picked up my shakiri. And I I became another man. I danced like I was stupid. There was nothing about my life that was danceable. But I was dancing like I was mad. I danced for 22 days stretch, 12 midnight to 1 a.m., sometimes 2 a.m. I was dancing. After Hallelujah Challenge, 90 hours stretch uninterrupted of praise for Daddy Adeboye, I entered into it and I started dancing. As I was dancing, I was getting weaker. I didn't know the Lord had done it. I thought it was because I wasn't sleeping. I thought it was because I wasn't resting. I was dancing, there were bags under my eyes. I would dance, sometimes I would feel lightheaded. I didn't know the Lord had done it. After the praise, I just sat down and that voice came. Linda, are you aware that you have not seen your period this month? I said, it's a lie. I went and I checked. I did the test from lab in FM. You know when you have a problem, sometimes you don't know the entire world knows your problem. From the lab in FMC, that was where the celebration started from. Everybody, the woman that did it, she started dancing. She said, buy me more, buy me more. I said, buy you more. What is buy you more? She said, buy me more. When I collected the results, I looked at it. I gave her money. I said, don't that fire more. Drink wine. What is more? We danced. And I have come to return glory to this God. Jehovah overdo. My reproach taker. My name changer. My status changer. My shoulder pad. Now my glory.
Hallelujah. 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 You know, in that testimony, she said, February Hallelujah Challenge came. February Hallelujah Challenge 2023 has come for somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are joining us online, on Instagram, on YouTube, on MixLR, you are welcome to the February 2023 Hallelujah Challenge. It's bound to be an awesome time in God's presence. Wherever we are, can we just lift up our hands and begin to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that awesome testimony. Thank you, Jesus, for the thousands of other testimonies that have come out from the Hallelujah Challenge. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful unto you. We enter into this Hallelujah Challenge with thanksgiving in our hearts, with acknowledgement of your power, of your great works, of what you have done, of what you are doing, of the great things that you are doing. Oh, how great thou art, Almighty God. We bless your holy name. What the doctors could not do, what the doctors could not do, not because they were limited. No, 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 not because of any human limitation on their part, but because it was beyond their ability. It was beyond their ability. You went over and beyond for our sake. You went over and beyond for our sake. Thank you for the life of your daughter and the lives of the many others who you have blessed with children, who you have saved, who you have healed, who you have delivered from demonic oppressions, from addictions, from the attack of the evil one. Lord, we thank you for those who have been baptized in the Holy Ghost through this platform. We thank you for the blessings, the many blessings, for scholarships, for divine provisions. Lord, we bless you. Let's be very specific in our thanksgiving. Let's be very specific in our thanksgiving. For jobs, we thank you. For healings, we thank you. Oh, we thank you. For divine intervention, we thank you. For deliverance from fire attacks. For deliverance from accidents. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. For favor in court cases. Lord, we thank you. For favor in applications, we thank you. Whether they were job applications, whether they were visa applications. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We are grateful unto you. We appreciate your holy name. We appreciate your holy name. We give you thanks, O God. With our words, we give you thanks. We acknowledge. We say that all these things that you are doing, they are only by you and you alone. And to you belong all the glory. To you belong all the praise. To you belong all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. And thank him for another edition of the Hallelujah Challenge. The first of 2023. And the first day in this month of February. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for another Hallelujah Challenge. where we are challenged to give you thanks, where we provoke one another to the good work of giving you thanks, where we provoke ourselves to the good work of bringing the sacrifice of our lips, which is the sacrifice that you expect of us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We are grateful unto you. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. And lastly, we're just going to thank God for God's servant, to whom God delivered this errand and this assignment in 2017. And God has kept him year in, year out, consistently, and it has been from glory to glory, from one level of anointing to another. Can we lift up our voice and thank God for God's servant, Pastor Nathaniel Bassi? Lord, we thank you for your son. Thank you for your son whom you have used, whom you have set forth as a light in this generation to be a blessing to many. To be a blessing to many. To be a blessing through the instrument of praise, to lead many others into your presence. In worship, in worship, in worship, in prayer, Lord, we thank you for his life. Thank you for your grace upon his life. You have called him, you have enabled him, you have strengthened him, you have blessed him. And we see the proof. We see the proof by the great signs and wonders that you wrought in our midst. And we bear witness and testimony to the fact that you have called him. And it is by your call and by your grace that he does what he does. And we thank you because he can't have a better yesterday. Because for him is glory to glory. Glory to glory. Glory to glory. Glory to glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, depending on your location, or good evening. You're welcome to the February 2023 Hallelujah Challenge. Hallelujah! If you have somebody with you, please welcome the person to your right or your left. If you are alone, you can welcome yourself, because it's bound to be a glorious and an awesome time. It's going to be an awesome time. You know, the thing, like I always say, it's always a privilege to be part of Hallelujah Challenge, but for some of us, it's a privilege to be at the front seat, if I may say, when you see all the preparation and the plans that go into the Hallelujah Challenge session. I can assure you that Hallelujah Challenge is not just any other program. It is something that is ordained by God, and it's not just ordained by God. There is a lot of hard work, spiritual labor that goes into the preparation for it. Pastor Nathaniel Bassi and many others, he makes sure that it's not just another program where people just come. No, it's not one of those. There's a lot of spiritual effort. There was a 24-hour prayer session that preceded this. But it's not just about just the prayer session. It's also the preparation of the heart, the preparation of the mind, and just that passion to see that people are delivered, people are saved, people enter into that which God has called them to. So I can assure you that when Pastor Nathaniel said that this Hallelujah Challenge is going to be special, indeed is going to be special. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we quickly open our Bible to our core scripture, Acts chapter 16. By now we should be able to read it, right? Of heart. Verse 25. Are we together? Are we there? I want us to read it together. If you are at home, please open your Bible as much as possible. So we read together. 1, 2, go from verse 25. And at midnight, as Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Verse 26. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And when? Immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. I can assure you that during the course of this Hallelujah session, Hallelujah Challenge sessions, from today till the 27th, and even beyond, that everything that constitutes a band in your life will be loosed in the name of Jesus. Everything that constitutes an oppression, everything that constitutes a stronghold, everything that constitutes a chokehold in your life will be loosed in the name of Jesus. And I'm speaking particularly to those people who are saying, to another person who may be saying in their mind that I've been part of all the Hallelujah Challenge sessions, but I don't have anything tangible. And as for you, you are just logged into just fulfill your righteousness. You don't have any expectation. Set your expectation. I guarantee you, by God, set your expectation. And let your expectation not be big. Let your expectation not be small, Let it be very big. Let it be something beyond what you can attain. Let it be something that when God accomplishes it, you will know that this was not by the hand of man. This was definitely by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are taking out this time to just prepare our hearts, to prepare our minds. And like we say, get your journals, get your mind, get your praise, and be ready to join God's people everywhere for a glorious time. Can we now make welcome God's servant, Pastor Nathaniel Bass?
Hallelujah. Can you celebrate Minister Emeka for me? Can you celebrate Minister Emeka? Just help us wipe that. Hallelujah. Everything on the Hallelujah challenge is prophetic. The water poured. One of the songs we said we will sing is Heavy Downpour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, just to emphasize some things that will happen. The first day is normally general introduction, but we will thank God and praise God. It's more, the first day we dedicate it to Him. We thank Him. We praise Him. We don't ask for anything. Now, for some people, you think, oh, well, then that's not my day. Actually, that's the most important day, because you are purely ministering to Him. Well, not as though we don't minister to Him. I think you can leave it now. You can leave it. Yeah, you can leave it. Not as though we don't minister to Him, but you see, when we decide that this day is just unto Him, to delight His heart, we are not asking for anything. We are thanking for the previous Hallelujah challenge and thanking Him for the new year. How many of you are glad to be in 2023? Despite the things the devil did, you are still here. Give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. Now, a few areas of focus in the course of this challenge, we will focus on light. Say light. As we praise, we trust that the light of God will shine in our land, in our nation, Nigeria, in Africa, and in the nations of the earth. For Nigeria, this is a defining season, the month of our election. And as you know, I'm passionate about Nigeria. And when we get there, we'll explain more and pray more. Amen. Number two, today we had a confirmation, an overwhelming confirmation, that we will emphasize the mercy of God. Say the mercy of God. The mercy of God is so powerful. So this challenge, we will be praying and singing and declaring the mercy of God. You know, sometimes I feel that Nigeria hardly has a basis to come before God, because God has done everything for us. We've not helped ourselves. So the best basis to come to God is on the basis of mercy. Say, just have mercy on us. And God will show us mercy. God will show you mercy. Amen. Number three, the name altar, the word altar kept coming to my heart. Altar, altar, altar. Say altar. An altar is a place of divine encounter. It's a place where divinity meets with humanity. It's a place of communication. It's like a base station. It's a gateway. Amen. There is like, it's like a portal where spirits move freely. Now, and in these elections in our nation, I sense there are all sorts of altars set up by desperate men and women. But we have come to the altar of Calvary. And on this altar, we will sacrifice the calf of our lips. Hosea 14 verse 2. Hebrews 13 verse 15. Our praise, the sacrifice of our praise upon that which Christ has already done. And altars do speak. And in this challenge, the altar of our praise and worship will speak. It will speak for your life. It will speak for your family. It will speak for our nation. And the blood of Jesus will roar and drown every contrary speaking in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now we have two important songs that I believe we are led to proclaim every day. One of it is by our brother Frank Edwards, and the other is by our brother Dulcie. Now let me Yesterday, as I slept and woke up, the Spirit put the song in my heart. And I could not sleep, and all that was being uttered in my heart. The Bible says, my heart is indicting a good matter. I kept singing this song by Frank Edwards. And it's a prophetic song. Okay, not really like a praise song, but it's a song of prophecy. In other words, declaring what we are going to see. We'll learn that first. Take your notes, journal, and write this. I have called Frank Edwards and begged him to release this song. It's not out yet. But I told him this song needs to come out now, because I believe it's a prophetic song for this season. The second is by our brother Ducey. What is the title? Sorry? Who's on the Lord's side? Forever. So we'll sing it and declare it every night. So let's sing the first one and the second one, and then we'll begin to praise God. Amen. Then on the 10th day, I've been hearing the number 10, 10, 10, 10. Even before that testimony of our sister, that's why I played it. She waited for 10 years. God's going to do great things. On the 10th of February, and on the 10th day, so 2 days, so 10th of February and on the 10th, those trusting God for children, we believe that God will send miracle babies. God's servant, his prophet, Bishop Francis Wale Oke, said God told him that he's sending destiny children this season, and we are keen into that word. So on day 3, which is day 10, and on the 10th day of February, come believing God to receive babies, literal and figurative, ideas, concepts, whatever is, you know, is a seed, will receive. Amen. Are you ready to learn the first one? So he says, there will be a what? Heavy downpour of heaven's rain today. There will be a heavy downpour. And we prophesy in this Hallelujah Challenge, there will be a heavy downpour of heaven's rain, his Spirit, his blessing, his mercy, his healing, his wonders. Amen. Then we'll medley this with another song that Pastor Elsie sings a lot. Amen. Are you ready? Heavy downpour. There will be a heavy downpour of heaven's rain today. Say, there will be a heavy downpour. Of heaven's rain tonight, say. You better prophesy, you are prophesying. There will be a heavy downpour of heaven's rain today. Heavy downpour. There will be a heavy downpour of favor today. There will be a heavy downpour of mercy today.
Heavy downpour of mercy today.
There will be a heavy downpour of wonders this month.
Heavy downpour of wonders today.
There will be a heavy downpour of God's Spirit today.
Heavy downpour, God's Spirit today.
Your hands. There will be a heavy downpour of healings today. My God. There will be
by your word that you promised. Child in this hallelujah challenge. Hey. My time has come. My time has come. Oh. Remember your blood. Remember your blood. You died for me. You died for me. Hey. Remember your blood. Your blood on Calvary. You died for me to set me free. Now let me sing for Nigeria. Remember Nigeria. Remember Nigeria at this point. Our time has come. Our time. Hey. In your mercy, remember Nigeria. Remember Nigeria and Africa, the nations of time. Our time has come. Our time. Hey, you said the captivity of Nigeria will be turned around. Remember Nigeria, my God. Remember Nigeria. Hey, our time has come. There will be a heavy downpour of heaven's rain today. There will be a heavy downpour. I said there will be a heavy downpour of babies this month. Hey. Heavy downpour. There will be a heavy downpour of God's wonders today.
Heavy
song. The next song is fire. Are you ready? He says, who is on the Lord's side? As we raise our voice in praise, the enemy. Somebody open your mouth and speak in tongues. This one is heavy. Que la babara shale me katoria. Hey, Adaba. There is an anointing flowing from this place today. This is Bethel, the place of encounter. Where are my warriors? Out here, everybody. Out here for this one. Where are the warriors? Hey, hey. Lift your hands like this. On the Lord's side.
I am on the Lord's side.
Who is on the Lord's side?
I am on the Lord's
as
side.
We raise our voice in praise, the enemy. Listen, it says, who is on the Lord's side? Then you respond. And it says, as we raise our voice, as we lift this song, as we raise Judah, as we praise Jesus, the enemy will bow. The enemy will drown. The enemy will fall. Jericho walls will fall. Are you ready? Give me a shout of praise. Say, who is on the Lord's side?
I am on the Lord's side.
Who is on the Lord's side?
I am on the Lord's side.
As we live.
lift our voice in praise. The enemy. Now you can get this song on YouTube, iTunes. Is my brother Deuce. Powerful song. Powerful song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who is on the Lord's side?
Who is on the Lord's side? I'm on the Lord's
as
side.
As we raise our voice in praise, what happens? The enemy. I say, are you on the Lord's side?
I'm on the Lord's side.
Are you on the Lord's side?
I'm on the Lord's
as
side.
As we praise Jesus today. Nigeria, are you on the Lord's side?
I'm on the Lord's side.
Are you on the Lord's side?
I'm on the Lord's
as
side.
We raise Judah this month, I say.
The enemy
will bow. Hey, who is on the Lord's side?
I'm on the Lord's side.
Are you on the Lord's side?
I'm on the Lord's
as
side.
As we lift this song in pray, my God.
The enemy will bow.
Hey, who is on the
you lift your voice in praise. Now open your mouth and begin to praise him. One of the ways you praise him is to proclaim his name. Proclaim his greatness. Proclaim his mighty works. Tell him you are the King of kings and Lord of lords. The great I am. The beginning. The ending. The first. The last. Kinsman Redeemer. The one who rides upon the wings of the wind. The one who makes the cloud his chariot. The one who makes his angel spirit and his ministers a flaming fire. The one who sits in the circle of the earth and looks down, and inhabitants are like grasshoppers. Lift up your heads, O eagles, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Hey! Let that praise rise. Let that praise rise. Bless his name. Praise him. Give him thanks. Aha. Aha. That's right. Roar in praise. Begin to roar. Begin to roar. As you roar, the enemy bows. As you roar, the darkness bows. Darkness flees. My God. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let the people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield our increase. Nigeria, yield your increase. Africa, yield your increase. Keep praising him.
I'm on the Lord's side.
Who is on the Lord's side?
I am on the Lord's side.
Yahweh, Savior, Redeemer, Warrior, my Helper. Thank you, thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Holy Shayanu, Ebu Bedike, Alabada Ino, Alabada Ino, Olowo Koboro, Holy Shayanu. Thank you, thank you. Ukokekong, 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 mighty warrior. Thank you, thank you, deliverer, 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 waymaker, waymaker, strong tower. Doctor, provider, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for 2022. Thank you, thank you for carrying us, for keeping us, for restoring us, redeeming us, for saving us. Thank you. Babies, for my ministry, for jobs, for marriages, for salvation, for your glory, for your grace. You are my glory, the lifter of my head. Thank you, defender. Thank you, thank you, my keeper. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bring the cows of our lives. Of our lives. Thank you for safety when I cry, for safety when we fly, self-delivering. Thank you for testimonies. Thank you for your mercy, for forgiving me, for loving me. As I blow the trumpet, open your mouth and speak in tongues. When I blow the trumpet, thank him. When you hear the trumpet, lift up your hands and bless him. Bless him. All around the world, lift up your hands. The heavens are open. He's here with us. I can feel him. I can sense him. He's standing by me as a mighty warrior. Thank him. We bow before you. We acknowledge you. Our Ebenezer. Our help. Ebenezer. My Ebenezer. My Ebenezer. We thank you. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives. Thank you for how you've saved us. How you've kept us. Great deliverance you've given to your anointed. And show it mercy. Oh, to Nathaniel Basti and his feet forever. I bless your name. Bless your name. We give you glory. Hey. Oh Lord, we know you are the King. Hey. We lift you higher. Oh Lord, we know you are our King, and we lift you high and high. Oh Lord, we know you are so good. Oh Lord, we know you are so good, and we lift you higher. Oh Lord, we know you are so good, and we lift you higher. High and high and high. I had the name
of a key in Yoruba. Kokoro, say Kokoro. Kokoro, keys have to open doors. I know we said this first day is to give thanks. Put Revelation 3 for me, I think. You see 3 verse 17 that talks about the one who owns the key of David. Who holds the key of David? Who shuts a door? And no man can open, and open a door and no man can shut. Get that scripture for me. Is it 3:15? I heard Kokoro, Kokoro. Tonight it looks as if God wants to open some doors. There's this song. Check the key for me, go to A flat. You are God. You are God. I used to see you are the key that opens the door. By God, owner of my soul, the bush that burns and no never consume. What shall I render? Father, thank you for keys tonight. I heard it in my spirit clearly. Kokoro key. Let's take it higher. F. You are God. You are God. You are God. You are the God I used to see. You are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. The bush that burns and never. What shall I render to you, oh Lord?
Let's sing that song again. You are God, say.
You are God. You are God.
Hey.
You are the eyes I used to see. You are the key that opens the door.
He's the key.
You are the owner of my soul.
Oh, the bliss that burns and never consumes. What shall I render? I will bow down and worship your name. I want you to sing it one more time in Revelation. Say, you are God.
You are God.
You are God.
You are the eyes
I used to see.
You are
the key that opens the door. You are the owner of
my soul. Hey,
the bush that
burns and never
comes
to me. What shall I render to you?
I will worship. I will bow down
and worship.
Now, I said that we are not going to ask for anything, but there's a reason why the Spirit put that word in my heart. Is a good place to declare. Say, Father, every door that needs to open, you are the key. Open those doors now. Open your mouth and declare. I heard that word, key, in the Yoruba language, kokoro. Let the doors that need to open tonight be open for your people. You are the key that opens every door, my goodness. You know what I heard? I heard that his name is the key. His name is the key. Open your mouth and declare, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let the doors be open. Whatever those doors mean. You are the key that opens every door, my God. Father, give us a sign that you are the key. Whatever door was locked against your people, by this revelation, you are the key that opens the door. We present that key by way of your name, the name of Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach, let the doors be open in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Doors of divine encounter, doors of supernatural favor, doors of salvation, doors of the gospel, doors of marriage, doors of employment, doors of wombs. Let them open tonight. Is there any Yoruba song that has kokoro in it? Any Yoruba song? Sing it, sing it, sing it. Let's sing it in that language. Sing it. Wait, raise the key for her. Raise the key for her. Go to D. To D.
Olori kokoro baba before me. Kokoro to shileku ire. Gbogbo ona tati si mo mi. Ba mi se iwo. Kogo mi kogo yo. Olori kokoro baba fi fun mi. Kokoro to sile ku ire. Gbogbo ona tati ti mo mi. Ba mi se iwo kogo re yo laye mi.
Amen. Now we're going to also pray, because it's the same one that shut a door and no man can open. Say, Father, every door that needs to shut, shut it right now. Can we use this to pray for Nigeria? All those that God has not willed in this election to lead and rule our nation, can we shut the door against them? Say, Father, we shut the door against anyone any party you have not willed to rule this nation. And in the same vein, we open the door to those that you have willed to lead Nigeria, to rule this nation. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. His name is that key. Father, we intercede prophetically by this revelation of you being the key. We shut the door of leadership and rulership to anyone that you have not chosen in this season. By the mercy of God, you are the key that opens and shuts every door. Mighty name we have prayed. Please understand that the Hallelujah Challenge is a praise, warfare, and prophetic. What did I say? Praise, warfare, and prophetic platform. A prophetic, what do I mean? From time to time, the Spirit of God would highlight something, and men and women in our nation and in our lives, in Jesus' mighty name. And say any door that you have no purpose for me to walk through, shut in Jesus' name. Hope you know that not every open door is a blessing. Some open doors are traps. Some marriage proposals are traps. Some job employments are traps. Some contracts are traps. Some travel opportunities are traps. Some ministry engagement invitations are traps. Such doors are shut in Jesus' name. By the mercy of God. One more time before we go, let's give thanks. Thank him. Tonight, day one was massive. Thank him. Thank him for the revelation of the key. Is the key. Run with it. Pray with it. Sing with it. Thank him. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things. Said he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because every door that was shut illegally against your people are being opened right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Now we're going to do something that is so important. From tomorrow, come with your journals. You've heard the testimonies on this platform. They are so numerous. I have my own testimonies, so numerous, and people here have them. God is on this platform. So we write those things as points of contacts and as memorials so that you can refer to them. So get your Hallelujah journal. It can be your previous one or a new. Amen. And every day we will wave them. We will sing either "See What the Lord Has Done" or "Tobe Chukwu." Let's sing "Tobe Chukwu" first. Go to. Okay.
Even before I prayed, Jehovah Nissi answered me. Tobe Chukwu, He has done it for me. He has taken away the pain and given me peace of mind. Oh. Tobe Chukwu, He has done.
One more time.
Even before I pray, Jehovah Nissi answered me. Tobe Chukwu, He has done.
Tobe Chukwu means praise God.
He has taken away my fears and given me peace of mind. Oh, Tobe Chukwu, He has done it. See the way He lifted me. Tobe Chukwu, Oye Peruwa. Tobe Chukwu, yeah. Tobe Chukwu, He has done it for me. Hey, Tobe ya, Tobe Chukwu. Tobe Chukwu, hey. Tobe Chukwu, He has done it for me.
Listen.
While I was worried not sleep. He was walking behind the scene, oh. So Mechuku, he has done it for me. He has taken away the pain and given me joy and victory. So Mechuku, he has done it. Somebody shout hallelujah. You will sing this song and see what the Lord has done. Oh, oh, oh. See what the Lord. So every day we will bring our PVCs. Hold your PVC. I have mine. Now this is not the answer to our problem. So it's not the answer. But it's just obedience and, you know, responsibility, you know, fulfilling, you know, all righteousness. You know, the Bible says that, you know, Jesus did what? Fulfilled all righteousness. So we're going to obey. We're going to vote. We're going to, you know, do what is right, and then we'll trust God to bless what? Our effort. Amen. So, and also encourage people to go out and vote. We are not here to tell you who to vote for, but vote for the person that you would want your children to be like. Vote for the future of Nigeria. Vote for integrity. Vote for responsibility. So, we have that responsibility. Every day, I will encourage people to go out and vote. We need to, as we pray, we vote. Amen. Now, before we go, if you are not born again and Jesus is not the Lord of your life, whatever we've done here will not profit you. Amen. One of the things that happened when, what's his name? You know, Paul and Silas prayed. The Bible says that the prison doors were open. Amen. And when they were free, the prison warder and his family were what? Saved. What shall it profit a man to do what? To gain the whole world and do what? And lose his soul. If you are not born again, Jesus has sent me to you. All you need to do is to believe in your heart that God sent him and he died and rose again. And if you confess that same with your mouth, he gives us the assurance by his word that you will be saved. He will come into your heart, make his abode in you, and he will become a new man. So wherever you are, one of the blessings of this platform is that I keep seeing people who have been saved. Some are even, you know, members of our church and other churches. So raise your hands if you want Jesus to be the Lord of your life. And say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to this earth. You died and rose again. I acknowledge you are my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Wash me with your blood and write my name in the book of life. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I declare that I'm a new man. My sins are forgiven. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Father, we declare everyone who has saved, who has prayed, saved to the uttermost. They become brand new. Their sins are forgiven. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Please go to my profile. You see on the screen, please could you, you know, there's a link on my bio. If you go to my page, you click the profile, you would find what? A link. You would see the bit that talks about new converts. Please fill the form. Every challenge
get back to you, and we help with new believers class just to help you find your place in the kingdom. God bless you. Amen. Now, if you want to partner with us, you've been blessed, go to our website. There's a page for partnership. You feel led to bless and to, you know, sow seeds and to bless the team and to help us. You know, every time we have the challenge, the devil just tries to attack us. You know, we've planned, we worked with, you know, yesterday the generating set of the mall just misbehaved. Our, what's it called, blew our inverter, our speakers, and all those are being fixed. Okay, you know, so there's a lot that goes on here, but thank God that those are always what, signs and confirmation. Before I forget, a couple sent us, after they heard of our power issues, they sent us a 45 kVA brand new generating set. And I said, we're going to bless them every day. I won't mention their name. Lift up your hand. Say, Father, this couple, bless them. Let their life shine brighter and brighter. May their glory increase more and more. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You know, so they sowed that, and I'm going to pray for them every what day, just blessing them. And guess what? When we begin to pray for our country, when we got that gen, what happened? They're bringing it. Area boys, you know, they had 3 points, and they insisted we had to pay. And before we had the gen, we paid what? So we had to order 2 gens. We paid how many? 33,000. You know, so such is the evil in our nation. You know, we are helpless. We had to pay because they said that's how it works. Just to carry a generating set to our house add no value. That's why we must pray for this nation to change. That the system of evil must crumble. Amen. So God bless you. So go to the sites. You know, you want to bless the team and help, you know, with what we do. And also, give prophetically to the Lord. God bless you. Amen. See you tomorrow. Amen. Tell somebody, don't miss tomorrow. Amen. God bless you. And please celebrate the team. We will speak about them as we go. All right, so let's get off the line. See you tomorrow, day 2. Amen. Let's lift our hands and give God thanks. Father, we give you thanks. Evans, come. Are we still online? Are we still online? Evans, come. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I wanted to do this online. I told my wife to remind me. She forgot. I wanted to do it. Was it on YouTube? Oh, good. Very good. Now, if you notice, our productions have been better because we had this expert. This man is the man I love. He's my video producer and director. Hallelujah. Amen. That great video, he produced it. And about 8 of my videos. And his birthday was yesterday. Let's bless him. Bless him for me. He's a gift to the body of Christ. Father, thank you for Evans. Thank you for blessing me with Evans. Thank you for his heart. Father, I declare that he will grow in leaps and bounds. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So let's get off YouTube. Amen. Now, let's connect.